Activity 28. Listen to part of a lecture in a psychology class.
Okay, then. Let's talk about human memory, which was formerly believed to be rather inefficient as compared with, for example, computers. But we're finding that we probably have a much more sophisticated mechanism than we'd originally assumed. Researchers approaching the problem from a variety of points of view have all concluded that there's a great deal more stored in our minds than has been generally supposed. Here's what I mean. Dr. Wilder Penfield, a Canadian neurosurgeon, proved that by stimulating their brains electrically, he could elicit the total recall of complex events in his subjects' lives. Even dreams and other minor events supposedly forgotten for many years suddenly emerged in detail. The memory trace is the term for whatever forms the internal representation of the specific information about an event stored in the memory. So the trace is probably made by structural changes in the brain. But the problem is that the memory trace isn't really subject to direct observation because it's more a theoretical construct that we use to speculate about how information presented at a particular time can cause performance at a later time. So most theories include the strength of the memory trace as a variable in the degree of learning, retention, and retrieval possible for a memory. One theory is that the fantastic capacity for storage in the brain is the result of an almost unlimited combination of interconnections between brain cells stimulated by patterns of activity. And repeated references to the same information supports recall. Or to say that another way, improved performance is the result of strengthening the chemical bonds in the memory. Now here's the interesting part. Psychologists generally divide memory into at least two types, short-term memory and long-term memory, which combine to form what we call working memory. Short-term memory contains what we're actively focusing on at any particular time, but items aren't retained longer than 20 or 30 seconds without verbal rehearsal. We use short-term memory when we look up a telephone number and repeat it to ourselves until we can place the call. In contrast, long-term memory can store facts, concepts, and experiences after we stop thinking about them. All conscious processing of information, as in problem-solving, for example, involves both short-term and long-term memory. As we repeat, rehearse, and recycle information, the memory trace is strengthened, allowing that information to move from short-term memory to long-term memory.